2 and 3 says, "Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people." David was one that knew how to bless the Lord at all times, through the good times and in the bad, in front of the dignified, in front of the common people. He's just a perfect example. And he knew that doing that in all times, that in the good times I'm going to praise him, and in the bad times I'm going to praise him, because the good far outweighs the bad. And in Psalms 145:10 says, "All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee." And all I have had on my mind since yesterday was just to bless the name of God. He's been so good to me. He's been so good to us. He's been so faithful to me. He's been so merciful to me. I just want to bless him in return. Oh, we gave him thanks. We had a Thanksgiving service this week. But in return, I just want to thank him and bless his name above all names in this place. Can we do that? Can we take a moment? Just, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I want to bless your name above all names, Lord. You're worthy of it. You deserve it, Lord. How good you've been to me, Lord. I want to. I have to, Lord. It is necessary to bless your name, Lord, in this place, Lord, where your presence is felt among your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's bless the Lord together.
I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship you. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm here to worship you. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. Ain't no rock gonna take my place. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to worship. I'm here to worship.
Come to worship him this morning. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, most high. You are good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated if you'd like.
The sun, God on high, he stepped down into time, wrote the story of his love for everyone. always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. All we are and all we have is all a gift from God that we receive. Brought to life, we open up our eyes to see the majesty and glory of the King. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see we were meant to be. Even the rocks cry out, even the heavens shout at the sound of your holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He is worthy of all our praise. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Even the rocks cry out, even the heavens shout at the sound of your holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He is worthy of all our praise. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. All that I cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the sheep will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the word of your name. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll sing. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, and I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the sheep will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the words of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll sing. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the words of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll sing. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can stand at this time. He is worthy of that hand clap of praise. Renee, I ask the ushers to come. Brother Gary, would you pray for the offering this morning?
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify you,
and I glorify you.
There is no other,
there
your name be praised.
You are Jehovah.
And I worship you.
You are Jehovah.
And I glorify you.
There is no other God like you.
Your name be praised.
I am.
Which was and is and is to come.
You're the Lion.
You're the Lamb,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Your train,
build a temple
for you are high and lifted up.
Your name be praised. You are Jehovah.
And I worship you.
You are Jehovah.
And I glorify you.
No other God like you.
Your name be praised.
I am.
Which was and is and is to come.
You're the Lion.
You're the Lamb. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Your train.
Build a temple
for
you are high and lifted up. Your name be praised. Lift up the name of Jesus.
Won't you help me lift up the name of Jesus.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
Come on and lift up the name of Jesus.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus.
Your name
be praised.
I am.
Which was and is to come.
You're the Lion.
You're the Lamb.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Your train.
Build a temple
for you are high and lifted up.
Your name.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
Your name be praised. Why don't we do that right now? Why don't we lift up the name of Jesus? Lord, your name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Do want to make you aware of a few things by way of announcement. What is up and coming? As many of you know, we have a winter storm approaching our area. Brother Kellum was actually scheduled to speak this morning and thought he was going to be able to do so until this morning when the weather report turned worse. And so they are not able to be here this morning. Thank you, Brother Davis, for stepping in this morning, doing such a wonderful job of teaching. I had him as backup plan B, both of us thinking that plan A was going to happen, and then got word from Brother Kelm this morning that he was not going to be able to be here. Obviously, they are getting ready, prepping for the winter storm that's about to hit our area. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse as we have looked at the details. They're talking above the I-80 corridor now, somewhere in the neighborhood. And I know it's an educated guess, if you will. But they're talking about blizzard conditions, high gusty winds, some areas 8 to 12 inches of snow. So winter's here. In light of all that, I just think it's incumbent upon us to, normally we have a 6 o'clock session on Sunday nights, but I think for everybody's safety and to be cautious about the winter storm that's approaching, I'm just going to make an executive decision. We will cancel the events for tonight here at the church. And I want you to be safe, stay, don't travel, you know, don't not go to church and then go to Walmart or something like that. But please stay safe, be inside. The roads are going to be treacherous. There's going to be a lot of people out trying to help with snow removal and all that good stuff. So plow your own driveway, I guess, if you will. But we just want everybody to be safe. And so we will cancel the service for tonight, the session for tonight, planning to pick up next Sunday night. Wednesday night, regular scheduled service. What a wonderful time we had in our Thanksgiving service on Tuesday night. Thank you so much for all the participation and for just wonderful presence of God. Move of the Spirit here in this place on Tuesday night. Glad to report that all my family has made it home safe. It was great having them with us. Thank you. But all good things must come to an end here in this life. Over in the other life, we will never have to say goodbye, but here we have to. And back to life as usual, if you will. But thank you for being so kind to them and just love having family with us. Why don't you stand to your feet? Still group planning to go into the city. This coming Saturday, there's a box back there. We need, basically what we're doing is we're putting together Ziploc bags, like gallon size Ziploc bags, full of toiletries, gloves, hats, scarves, anything that would help warm. We're going to take those into the city and distribute to the needy. And so I see the boxes full to overflowing back there. Thank you for your response. But any more that you would like to provide, we are going to put those together. And then a group is going into the city on Saturday to hand out and distribute those bags to the needy in the area. If you have your Bibles and you'd be so kind, Isaiah chapter number 55. Begin reading in verse number 6. Read verses 6 and 7. It says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." I'll draw your attention back to verse number 6. There's a word that's used twice in verse number 6 that jumped out at me, and it's where I would like to draw from this morning for the message. The word is this: W-H-I-L-E. While. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. While denotes a portion, a space, a particular time, if you will. It's usually general. We say, "I was with that person for a while," or "we had dinner for a while," or "we met for a while," or "we played golf for a while," "we went shopping for a while." But it denotes that there is a beginning and an end. Denotes that there is a portion of time. The prophet Isaiah said this: "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near."
What jumped out at me is this. Is it possible that there is a space of time while he may be found? There's a space of time when he's near and he's able to be called upon, but that would also denote that there may be a space and time when he's not found. Maybe a space and time when you call upon him, but he's not. Help the Lord, I want to preach upon this subject. While he may be found. While he may be found. Can we pray, Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we love your word. God, we love your people. God, we love the opportunity to be in your house and to lift your name in praise and in song. God, Lord, we pray that you would once again open our hearts and our minds to receive your word. God, that we would understand, God, what your spirit would say to us in these latter times. Lord, that we would be open and receptive to understand that this is the time now, is the acceptable time, Lord, to seek you, God, to call upon you. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, your love and your truth, for all that you are and all that you do. Jesus, in your precious name, in Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. And everybody said, amen. If you clap your hands and lift your voice, you may be seated. While he may be found. Much of the scripture deals with finding that which is lost. You look over the Bible and you will read, even at the beginning, from what the relationship of Adam and God in the garden, humanity and deity, that was lost when sin entered the picture, when man committed the act that they were not to do, not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And there, that relationship, that communion, humanity with deity, is lost. In the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we know that they did not die physically, but what happened was a spiritual death took place. And that communion between deity and humanity, that was what was lost. That is what died, if you will. And yet we also know that because of what Jesus did, that there is restoration of that relationship through him. That what was lost in the garden is found in Jesus Christ. We understand that. We recognize that. We understand Jesus and his many teachings. He even said, in his, by his own words, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He had parables that he taught the people. One had to do with the lost sheep and how that the shepherd would leave the 99 in the fold and he would go and find the one lost sheep and laying upon his shoulders, he would come back rejoicing that he found the one lost sheep. And then the bride who loses the portion of the dowry and loses one of the 10 coins, but she lights a candlestick and she goes throughout the house and she sweeps the house so that she finds the one lost coin and rejoices that she has found it. Or probably the most famous of all the parables, that of the prodigal son. The son that was lost, that went away, but eventually the Bible says came to himself and eventually found himself back in the presence of his father and at the house where he was held back in high regard and restored to his place. Often when people talk of their conversion experience, it goes something like this. I was so lost when Jesus found me. Or they say something like this. When I found Jesus, everything changed. When I found Jesus, I found what I was looking for. When I found Jesus, I found fulfillment and satisfaction like I had never known. When I found Jesus. I remember growing up, there was an old hymn entitled, I Searched for Him. And The words of it are this: I searched for him and knew not what I searched for. I longed for him and knew not what I longed for. But when I found Jesus, I knew that I would search no more. He filled that longing down in my soul. The journey, the search, the continuing to seek after the Lord. This is what we all, I hope, are endeavoring to do. There's a mystery, yes, to it. And there are some ways that are unsearchable, but we still enjoy the journey. Hopefully, if your walking relationship with God is such that you're still striving and you're still looking and you're still wondering with amazement and you're still awestruck at His goodness and you still see His love and you still feel His power. This is what we're all hopefully endeavoring to do, to find more and more of Him. We sing the songs, more of you, more of you. I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. It's that longing, it's that searching. However, when I read this scripture recently, a humbling and frightening thought occurred to me. Is there a time when He can't be found? Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Do you mean, great prophet Isaiah, that there could be a time when you seek Him, but He's not there? When you search for Him, but He's no longer there? I know, so just hang on for a few. It's a sobering thought to think that somehow, some way, even though I search, and even though I look, and even though I call, it's not there. Lest you think I'm off base, let me give you some pretty hard-to-swallow scriptural examples. When the wickedness of man was great upon the earth, and every man did that was right in his own eyes, and the Bible says the evil of man's heart, for the imagination, rather, of man's heart was evil continually. God said this, Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. It's a sobering thought. What about when Jesus Himself said, in John 9:4, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. It's so dark. There is no light. What do you mean, preacher? What about Herod? Beheaded John the Baptist. The Bible says he longed to see Jesus. Luke 23:8-9. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see Him of a long season. He wanted. Maybe he had looked. Maybe he had searched. Maybe he wanted. The Bible says he desired for a long season because he had heard many things of Him and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by Him. Then Herod questioned Him in many words. The last part, but he answered him nothing. No response at all from Jesus. Questions he wants to know, he's searching, he's seeking, but there is no reply at all. Jesus, the Bible says, answered him nothing. Say anything at all. I heard one preacher preach, and I believe it. He said it is a prime example that when you kill the voice of repentance in your life, which is what John the Baptist was, you can no longer hear the voice of God. What about for me? Some of the most humbling of all words in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 17. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, searching, seeking. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Wait a second. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. And it says this, for he found no place of repentance. Though he sought it carefully with tears. I may not be your most popular preacher after this message this morning. This has rocked my world. Is there a time, could it be, that I displace him so much? He gets caught among all the clutter of life. And I decide I'll pursue other things and do other things. And I'll look for my own way and do my own thing. And could it be that all the while he wants to be found and he's there. And he wants us to turn to him. And he wants us to seek after him. And he wants us to call upon him. We're so busy. We're so lost in the clutter. We're so doing this and doing that. What if we push God away and hide him so much that we can no longer find him? What if we let other voices in our life call out so loud and other things appeal to us and we have an affinity for other things so much that the voice of God no longer is heard in our ears? Call upon him while he is near. I have to be careful that I don't push him away. I have to be careful that I don't lose him among the clutter. I have to be careful. Never forget Brother James White preaching this pulpit before, and he told the story of maybe been a relative, a friend. Story stuck with me. How that this individual had been a long time away from the Lord and come back near the end of his life and was there in the church and began to cry, began to lift his hands. And I don't know if it was Brother White or somebody went back to him and began to pray with him. He said the look of fear came over the man's face. He said, I can't. I can't. He said, what can't? I can't feel him anymore. Listen, I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm trying to do is sober us up to the reality that maybe we should seek the Lord while he may be found. And we should call upon him while he is near. Could there come? See, there are people who once served God, but now it's difficult at best to find any aspect of their life where God is involved. Search if you will, look if you want to, but it's hard to find him in anything. We should beware lest any one of us think that we are above. Let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. Let him understand. Listen, the voice of God is calling right now. And right now he can be found. But don't keep pushing him off. Don't keep belaboring it. Don't keep saying no. At another time. King Agrippa, I believe it was, looked at the Apostle Paul and said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. I'll send for you at a more convenient time. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say whether that time ever happened. He's saying, Pastor, just this. I don't want you to ever find ourselves in a place where we are displacing God. Where we are pushing Him to the side. Where we are saying it doesn't really matter that much anymore. What happens to a relationship where God is pushed so far out that He's not involved anymore? What happens to a family that no longer pursues or seeks after God for life, for direction? I don't want to know. I don't want to experience that in my own life. I don't want to experience that in my own relationships. I want to seek the Lord while He may be found. I want to call upon Him while He is near. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can right here and right now. I ain't perfect. I don't have it all right all the time, but I still want to seek after. How, Pastor? How do you do this? How do you seek after Him now? Verse number 7 says it. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And He will have mercy on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. He's saying just this. Seek while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. There is coming a day and there is coming a time. Listen, be abundantly clear about this. There is coming a day and there is coming a time when you or somebody will seek and He will not be there. You will not be able to find Him. Call, there will be no reply. I know one of those messages that gets you up running, shouting, hollering. But Lord, remind me how important it is that I seek now. Apostle Paul stood on Mars Hill in Acts 17. I paraphrase, he says, I notice you have an inscription to the unknown God. I notice you worship. You long for, you searching, you're seeking, you're philosophy. You have all these great ideologies. As Mars Hill, the great intellectual minds come and philosophical approach to life and all these things. But let me tell you about this unknown God. So the Apostle Paul begins to speak to them. And in verse number 27 of Acts 17, he says that they should seek the Lord. If haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. Now, right here, I believe we're still in the wild. Catch me. I still believe that we still have opportunity. I still believe that He can be found. I still believe that you can call upon Him and He will come. I still believe we're in the wild. I still believe we have that opportunity. I still believe that He still is there. He's near. He's not very far from any one of us, but I don't know how long that while is. When is that time coming when the while is over? When is the cup of iniquity so full that God says, I'm done? I don't pretend to know. But what I do know is what 2 Corinthians 6 verses 1 and 2 says. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For He saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Closing, you can stand to your feet. How long? How long do I have, Pastor? How long before this while is over? How long before I have opportunity no more to respond or to have response? I don't know. All I know is what the great prophet Isaiah said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Paul wrote the Corinth church, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." The Bible tells me the times and seasons God has placed in his own power. Oh, how full churches will be. How many will then come seek? How many will forget about who's playing on Sunday? How many will no longer care whether the boat's ready to hit the water or the clubs are ready to hit the links? How many on that day when they realize that all these words were true? The great rapture is taking place. Oh, you won't have to go out and invite them. He'll beat the door down getting here. And they'll be seeking for a God who can no longer be found. All the cries that will come forth from the mouth. All the wailing and the wanting and the desire. One more chance. As those that scratched on the door of the ark as it shut and the raindrops begin to fall and they realized all those words of Noah were true. And in desperation, they seek for a door and in desperation, they call out, "Noah, let us in." Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know today. I believe we're in the while. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Lord, I don't want you to get lost in the clutter. I don't want to put so many other things before you that I forget where to find you. I don't want to have so many other voices crying out for my attention and my affection that I no longer hear your still small voice saying, "Come, all ye that are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Nor for those who have walked away, for those who are no longer serving you, God, I cry for them. I pray for them. That they seek sometime in the while. That they call upon you at some point in the while. These altars are open. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I laid all down again. Just to hear you say that I'm your friend. The
Bible says if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
You are my desire.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them.
No one else will do.
How hard would somebody have to look before they found God in my life?
Because nothing else could take your place.
How much clutter would they have to remove before they could see?
to feel the warmth of your embrace.
You are my life.
Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want.
You're all I want.
You're all I want, Lord.
And you're all I ever needed. You're all.
I'm here.
Help me know you,
Lord, you're here.
Are near.
Let me know you're near as I cry out unto you, as I call out unto you. I'm seeking for you while you may be found. God, I'm calling upon you while you are near.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go.
It all down again.
Just to hear you say that I'm your friend.
Huh. You are my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace.
Help me find the way and bring me back to you. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. You're all I want.
You're all I want.
Just sing the words of the song. I want to mean them.
Never let me go.
I want to draw closer to you,
God. Lay it all.
As I draw closer to you, you draw nigh unto me. So I hear your voice, clear and distinctive of all the other voices. So I easily find you, God. In every situation, in every circumstance, in every decision, Lord, I don't have to look very hard. You're there.
No one else will do.
Cause nothing else can take your place.
Oh, we cry out unto you.
To feel the warmth of your
call out unto you, Jesus. We're seeking your will, your way.
Help me find the way and bring me back to you.
You're all I want.
You're all I want.
You're all I've ever needed. You're all. Help me know you are near.
To seek you while you may be found, to call upon you while you are near. How we need you, Jesus. How we need you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I go with us from this place. Your hand of protection upon us. Stay. Help us to seek and to call while you may be found. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. One more time, can we applaud the Lord for his goodness? I believe there are a few patties of peanut brittle that are still available for sale. Some tins at the back. Great time for eating peanut brittle on a cold, blizzardy, snowy night. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord today. Reminder, no PM activity here at the church tonight. Be safe. God bless you. You may go in Jesus' name.